Happy Lunar New Year! Celebrate with SBS again this year with our offering of movies, podcasts, and more. Search online for SBS LNY to find out more.
You're listening to SBS News.
From the outside, it doesn't look like much. But inside this shed in Brisbane, young lion dancers are starting their training. They dance around each other in pairs, meticulously controlling the lion costume like a puppet. The spectacle is a vibrant mix of sequins, pom-poms and coloured fur. Jordan Doe has been dancing for almost a decade and has now taken up the role of teaching children.
I guess with lion dance, you have to work together. It's definitely a team sport. You know, there's no... The lion can't dance without the music, and the music can't perform without the lion. So.
Following the rhythm of the drum, known as the heartbeat of the lion, a centuries-old tradition is being passed down. One of Jordan's students is 6-year-old Aston Guo.
My mum took me to watch lion dance every Chinese New Year when I was 2 years old, and I wanted to join the team.
Hoping to instill discipline and bring the younger generation closer to culture, particularly for first and second generation Asian Australians. It's an aspect of teaching the sport that makes Jordan proud of being a coach.
I love passing down the tradition of lion dance to especially the young kids. You know, I love working with children, and to be able to pass that to with them is so amazing, but also doing the high poles, the zhong, I think that's really exhilarating and it's really fun.
These high poles, known as zhong, are often seen in competitions and can be several metres high. In a shed next door, senior dancers are putting their teamwork skills to the test. They are practicing their routine in the air, leaping in sync from one high pole to another. A marriage between physical strength and music, with Edward Chin playing the gong.
You just got to put the hours in, put the hard work in. It is very physically demanding. Hence why these days I'm on the instruments now that I'm older, and then I get to see the young ones really put in the effort.
On the drums is lion dancer Christy Liao, who moved from Malaysia to study in Australia. She says lion dancing has given her a space to make friends and celebrate her cultural background. While the sport has been historically dominated by men, Christy believes attitudes are changing and recently started a female squad.
It makes me feel really proud that we can get a girls' team together at some point and showcase ourselves and prove that we can be very strong as well.
Lion dancing has a long history, dating back thousands of years to the days of Imperial China. But the art form is also a competitive sport. The Brisbane team has competed overseas and performed in Australia's first national lion dance competition last year. An inspiration to 6-year-old dancer Remy Vreco, who is already thinking about his future goals in the growing sport.
Do more shows and go overseas to perform in other countries. Going in the lion and hearing the drums and cymbals to perform.
Jasmine Cheung, SBS News.
Hot takes, heartaches, and South Asian stories that hit home for Australians. This is SBS Spice.
And while gendered violence is also a universal problem, it affects South Asian communities in a very, very particular way. And if we cannot tease out the culturally specific ways that are cause and effect for this type of violence, then there is little hope to understand resistances or to counter it.
Curious to hear more? Tune into SBS Spice on the SBS website or wherever you get your podcasts.